When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. A Light That Died. Item Number, SCP-3005. Object Class, Uncontained, Unknown. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-3005 is to be located and contained as soon as is possible. Site-17 is to assume all responsibilities for containment of SCP-3005. Mobile Task Force MU-17, Iron Horses, are to monitor the region for signs of SCP-3005 presence as a top priority objective and respond to any such evidence immediately. Recovered Procedural Information. SCP-3005 is to be contained in a soundproof enclosure at Unit for testing purposes. SCP-3005's chamber's entrance is to be protected with an exposure foyer which allows researchers to bring testing items in proximity to SCP-3005 via a remote chamber without exposure to SCP-3005 emissions. Any attempt at dire contact with SCP-3005 must be made with mode Vetresect auditory or visual cognitohazard countermeasures and mode Dubitimus theological threat countermeasures. Total dissolution of the rest occurs under any circumstances. SCP-3005 in its pink state is not to be engaged by fewer than 11 personnel. If casualties are incurred during contact with SCP-3005, the bodies are to be dissolved. Do not bury, burn, or remain in contact with casualties incurred during contact with SCP-3005. End Recovered Procedural Information. Description. Information regarding the appearance, behavior, and physical or metaphysical properties of SCP-3005 has been lost. Unit. The facility which housed SCP-3005 is believed to have been destroyed following a catastrophic containment breach. Original containment document and accompanying records were corrupted by data loss or other means. SCP-3005 was not present when Foundation personnel made contact with the site. Following recovery efforts, segments of the original documentation for SCP-3005 are available to the Foundation. Only test log SCP-3005 is fully intact and cleared for unprotected viewing. Partial containment procedures have been provided, however, their reliability is unverified. Recovered testing information. Evaluated but unverified. Test log SCP-3005. Example entry. Format. Input. Describe object or entity exposed here. Distance. Describe the type of exposure here. Time. List the duration of exposure here. Output. List the results of exposure here. Comments. Add relevant notes or personal remarks here. Testing researcher, Dr. Input, 1 apple, red delicious variety. Distance, center of entrance foyer, 5 meters. Time, 8 minutes. Output. Apple has been rendered partially indistinct visually and to touch. Comments. It's hard to tell whether the apple is whole, cut, ripe, or rotted out. Input. 2 kilogram cube of iron. Distance. Center of entrance foyer. Time. 8 minutes. Output. No physical changes detected. Block continuously vibrated slightly for approximately 64 minutes after exposure. Comments. The ringing was the worst thing about this test. I could barely think while it was making that awful noise. Eventually, I got used to it. When it stopped, I only noticed because the discomfort went away. Input. 1 apple, red delicious variety. Distance. Center of entrance foyer. Time. 20 minutes. Output. Unknown. Comments. I have no idea what happened to the apple or where it is. Maybe it's in the chamber with SCP-3005, somehow. Input. 2 kilogram cube of iron. Distance. Center of entrance foyer. Time. 20 minutes. Output. No physical changes detected. Block continuously vibrated for at least 5 hours. Comments. It sounded better this time. Input. 1 D-class subject. 6-95-241. Distance. Entrance foyer. Time. 8 minutes. Output. Viscera. Comments. Subject appears to have been flung apart. Input. 1 document. Encyclopedia transcript containing basic factual information about the species Buteo jamaicensis. Distance. Center of entrance foyer. Time. 8 minutes. Output. 1 document. Variable. Comments. Document might not be the right word, but I don't know what else to call it. It's like exposure to SCP-3005 shredded the paper and left information behind. It's slippery. Trying to pick it up changes it. First, it's a socialist political system. Then it's a way to cook pork using special equipment. I manage to scrape it into a bucket and stow it in a locker. When I check in on it, a party game stares up at me. Input. 1 D-class subject. 6-95-278. Distance. Entrance foyer. Time. 5 minutes. Output. Moderate physical distress. Non-lethal. Severe mental illness. Comments. She's a mess. She threw up a few times, not in the game bucket, and eventually her stomach calmed down, but she's still in shock over being around that thing for so long. I cleaned up her fingers and she's recuperating. I'll call in a transfer to psych eval. Input. 1 phonograph. Input. 1 phonograph. Turned on. Distance. Center of entrance foyer. Time. 82 seconds. Aborted. Output. Comments. Had to stop the test early. Sound doesn't get out of these, but it kept getting louder until I could feel the music rattling the facility. I was afraid that it was going to bring down the facility. Input. 1 D-class subject, 6-95-222. Distance. Entrance foyer. Time. 5 minutes. Output. Severe physical distress, non-lethal. Comments. I sent him in to try and get as close to SCP-3005 as possible. Touch it, if he can, and try to make it respond. He got too close, but refused to enter the containment chamber itself. He was babbling about how SCP-3005 wouldn't let him near, threatened somehow to send him somewhere else and then be free. You can tell he got too close. I'll leave it to medical to describe the extent of the damage, but emotionally he's pretty okay. Makes a lot more sense than the last one out. Actually, did she ever get transferred? Input. 1, 1D class subject. 1-51-515. Distance. Entrance foyer. Time. 55 minutes. Output. Viscera. Comments. It turns out I forgot to request a transfer for the first subject. I went to fix it, but she's not in the rest area. I don't know where she went. This has been a rough couple of days for me. I've been sleeping in my office lately because I don't feel like leaving work. It's been almost an hour. More tests. Input: 25 kilogram cube of iron. Distance: center of entrance foyer. Time: 90 minutes. Output: no physical changes detected. Comments: still ringing. Time: 2 minutes. Output: moderate physical and emotional distress. Comments: we clean this one up and help them back up to speed. He'll recover fastest of all from the pink light. I requested the psych transfer, but nobody's shown up yet. Input: 2 D-class subjects. 2. Distance: entrance foyer. Time: 5. Output: severe physical and mental distress. Viscera. Comments: this one was going to be another regular test, but the one from last time wanted back in. He didn't make it this time. Or was the other one the one flung apart? I remember their faces pretty well, but I don't think this one looks like either of them. Input: 1 D-class subject, 6-95-278. Distance: entrance foyer. Time: 5 minutes. Output: moderate physical distress, non-lethal, severe mental distress. Comments: they've been restless. The D-class, I call them D-class, I could swear one of them used to be Dr. Watkins, need something to keep them occupied, but nothing makes sense to them anymore. Everything except the Betamax melted into the floor. I check the tapes and their madness. Everyone keeps changing. But it should be enough to hold them at bay. Maybe now they'll stop playing that damned record on the intercom speakers. Input: various Betamax and VHS tapes, books, and compact discs. Distance: gathered around the center of the entrance foyer. Time: 5. Output: 7 Betamax tapes, various, variable, 7. Comments: just a repeat of a first D-class test that worked. I copied over everything, including the D-class number. Better than making it up. It's a completely different person. Anyway, I needed to replace the first one because the new one told me she was dead. I asked them to deal with the body and he said don't worry about the body. I'm surprised, because she wasn't flung apart and I haven't seen anyone else around here in a long while. Who deals with the bodies? Is anyone cleaning the test chamber? Input: 1 power drill. 1. Distance: entrance foyer. Time: not applicable. Output: 3 cm gap in SCP-3005 containment chamber. Comments: I needed to do this. They're all smarter than I am. Not smarter, really. Higher up? I'm in charge. I'm the doctor. But how long is that going to last? I keep getting confused, and look what they've been doing with the staff. Turns out there's a good reason I haven't seen anyone around lately. I guess this is why they terminate all these guys after a month. Whatever's going on, I can't think about it right now. I've seen the light and I'm so confused. How did I know it was pink? Input: Dr. Distance: opposite wall, where the pink light lands. Time: not applicable. Output: see comments. Comments: I knew I needed the pink light, but I didn't want it like they had it. It works on brains different from how bodies work. So I drilled a hole right through the chamber, right at forehead level. Let a shaft of pink light shine straight in, shimmering like through water. It hums when I touch it, which is a secret. It reaches straight into my head. It doesn't have to leave my organs like apples. What I'm actually learning, that doesn't go here. I'll be keeping a notebook for it. Input: 1 D-class subject, not applicable, not applicable, not applicable. Distance: entrance foyer. Time: 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute. Output: moderate mental distress, moderate physical distress, severe physical distress, severe mental distress, viscera. Comments: one of the other D-class. I don't have a number. The database keeps failing. They want it back in, so I gave them a minute at a time. Each time I asked for more information about it. Eventually, they stopped making sense. The pink light hasn't been helping that. Probably I need more of it. At least they were flung apart. I heard the D-class talking outside my office when they thought I was sleeping. They've been breaking in. They've been playing the game. Input: Dr. Distance: the light. Time: not applicable. Output: not applicable. Comments: these are not the only worlds. There are many times and few worlds, and these are two of them. I might have thought, if I had thought, that the pink light builds upon. That it gives you this other place, your other self, forces them into you until you are flung apart. No. The pink light strips away and takes from you. It takes that special part that keeps you there, in that first world, and brings you there. This light outshines your inner light until it's gone. I write in my notebook about SCP-3005 and what I think it was made for, and why it began to give off this pink light, and why it can never, ever stop. I can't leave the facility. None of us can. We aren't ready for what's out there. My notebook is full. Input: 1-1 Betamax camcorder, running. Distance: center of entrance foyer. Time: 3-5 minutes. Output: broken, melted in space, tape still works. Comments: video on, audio off. Can look directly now. Not too much damage. Nobody here to read this, maybe D-class when I'm away, but I need to tell a director or an overseer or anyone who can tell everybody to stop using these. All of you. They're chained and lobotomized, but all it takes is to catch the surf. It's safe on shore, but it's the last thing you want to hold when you're drowning. Input: 1-1 notebook. Distance: entrance foyer. Time: 5-5 minutes. 5-5 minutes. Output: 1-1 religion. Comments: a light that died is shining in the water. Input: D-class subjects. Not applicable, not applicable, not applicable. Distance: containment chamber. Time: 5. Output: viscera. Comments: they all went in. They still had me do it. Maybe they still respected that I was a doctor. Maybe they just wanted to leave me out. Even though I'm half there already. Even if I can't tell what is there and what isn't, can you? But I have a special plan. I always covered up the hole I drilled so they didn't see it. I have another way in. I can find out what I've forgotten. There are no more test subjects and nobody else. Nobody else. There's only one way in. The booth needs to be operated, but I have a special plan. Don't worry about the body. I just need to know if my shaft of pink light will make me flung apart. Input: distance. Time. Output: comments. Input: don't. Distance: worry. Time: about. Output: D. Comments: body. Input: distance: 5-5-5-5-5. Time: output. Comments: thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Thanks for being patient, especially during this month as I struggled with putting episodes out. I should be back to recording and uploading frequently. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early and ad-free episodes. Thanks to this month's newest patron, Gavin B. You can find us on social media. Rating and reviewing always helps. You can also join our Discord server and follow our blog. Listener suggestions are always welcome. You can check the show notes for more information. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.